And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a few historic conservation buffs, hard workers, Rebecca Paulson, Brennan Carter, and James Paulson. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thanks. Morning.
Well, there's a big anniversary coming up on the 15th. Let's talk about that. Rebecca, what's happening?
Well, the 15th is the 50th anniversary of the National Historic Preservation Act. So it was signed on October 15th, 1966. And that act is pretty much all the historic preservation law that there is in the United States. And we're just talking about how there's guidelines and standards for historic preservation. And the only law part of it is process law. As Brennan says, it's a requirement that federally funded projects be reviewed by a state historic preservation office. It's pretty much all nudges for historic preservation. There is a generous tax credit, and then there's a lot of information and technical resources. And then part of that, our city and borough of Sitka is a certified local government, which means our city can receive a federal historic preservation.
So the Historic Preservation Act has really given a boost to preserving the history in the United States, and it's been really impactful here in Sitka. So when we look around town, what are the impacts of this act that we see?
Well, you see, this is James, you see a lot of listings of significant architecture. A lot of the buildings in town are on the National Register, and we have eight national landmarks in Sitka. And Brennan can talk about this a lot more than he's much better informed than I am on the act.
Yes.
Oh, and then I was just going to say, like last night, there was a total figure of just the federal funds that have come to Sitka for historic preservation. And how much was that, James?
It was over $340,000. There's two types of grants, these CLG grants and these historic preservation grants, both come through the state SHPO office to help with preservation projects. And so we've gotten our fair share.
That's significant, Brennan.
Yeah. Oh, so one of the things that's important to recognize about Sitka is at one point it was the capital of Russian America, and then for at least three decades it was the capital of the territory of Alaska. So there are a lot of historic sites in Sitka, both prehistoric and historic, if you want to make that distinction. And I think early on everyone recognized that a lot of those sites needed some sort of recognition, at least, if not some sort of protection. So, the oldest park, the Sitka National Historical Park, was early on in 1890 recognized as a public park for the events that happened there, the Battle of 1804. By presidential declaration, and then early on when the when the Antiquities Act was signed in 1910, the National Historical Park was designated a monument. So that, and also the work of some pretty dedicated surveys all across the town in the 1950s and 60s, recognize a lot of the sites that were historically important in the history of Alaska. And those sites got designated as National Register sites. And that in and of itself doesn't really protect the sites, because they're still in private ownership, and the private owners have the ability to do whatever they want with the property they own. But what it does do is it provides a mechanism by which the historical nature of the property can be recognized, and the owners can get a tax credit if they follow certain types of historic preservation laws and guidelines.
So do you think the Historic Preservation Act has changed culture, changed how we view history?
It's helped. But I think in Sitka it's been an evolution, toward, recognizing that old isn't just, needing to be replaced, but sometimes old things have values. And And some of those is financial, you know, like in Sitka, well, all over the country, a lot of times it makes more sense to fix an old property than to build new. And then also here, you know, where tourism is such a big part of our economy.
Right. And we're kind of throwing around some terms, a landmark versus a National Register site. And the distinction is a national landmark actually has significance to the history of the whole country. So it's really unusual that we have eight in Sitka. And I know Brielle Schaefer over at the newspaper wrote an article in yesterday's newspaper where she points this out, that Nevada, the entire state, has eight national landmarks, only eight. To have eight in one little area is really unusual. And you can see, I think, seven of them by walking, you know, a half a mile from A and B Hall to the park. So and that's kind of unusual. So, yeah,
so
lots of treasures.
It seems like the Historic Preservation Act has sort of changed the landscape in Sitka in terms of how we recognize and maybe honor our history. And you and folks are going to honor the act itself this week with a number of, well, in the coming weeks, with a number of events.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things, like, while we're working in historic preservation and fixing up, like, especially on the campus, the Sheldon Jackson campus, which is a National Historic Landmark, and also over on the island, which is also a National Historic Landmark, that there needs to be more recognition of just the amazing work that's being done. And so this is sort of an opportunity to show off. And so there's three events. One is a self-guided history walk, which will be Saturday afternoon 1 to 4, and we'll have maps to pick up at the second event, which is an open house at Whitmore Hall. And the entire campus, all the old buildings there, will be open that afternoon 1 to 4 Saturday. And at Whitmore we'll have information about the historic preservation work that was done there, and historic photos, and just all kinds of stuff, you know, archaeology of the campus. And then the third event is on Thursday the 20th in Allen Hall in the Del Shirley Room. Upstairs will be a slideshow on Ludlow and Peabody, who are the architects. Those are the architects who designed the Sheldon Jackson School campus in 1910, and James is finding all about these guys.
I'm chomping at the bit. So it's the six core buildings on the campus that were built in 1 year. It was a phenomenal undertaking.
Wow,
and
1 year.
1 year, yeah. It's hard to believe. Yeah, over 30,000 square feet of space just overnight, practically.
With volunteers. There was also a lot of volunteers.
Lots of volunteers, right. And
how appropriate.
And the talk is going to be mostly focused on the two architects, Ludlow and Peabody, these kind of Beaux-Arts architects who are kind of their time. And it's pretty interesting what I've found doing research on them and how they kind of fit into the history of architecture. And their careers actually started the year that they designed the campus, the SJ campus, and they went on to design skyscrapers in New York. So it has some photographs of some of the work that they've done. Yeah.
James, while we have you, you also wanted to mention another big anniversary that's actually today, I believe.
Yes. I was reminded by our new mayor, Matt Hunter. This is the 75th anniversary of a terrible event that happened in 1941 on Japonsky Island during the buildup to World War II. All the dynamite that was going to be used to create the causeway was stored in one place, and a fire broke out, and all the dynamite blew up, and five people died. Four firefighters who had responded to the fire, as soon as they got there, the building blew up, and then somebody who was half a mile away was struck by a rock that had shot out from the explosion. And there's people in Sitka. Rebecca, you were mentioning that Fred Hope.
When he was a child, a window above him broke, and he was cut by a piece of glass.
And he was over on, and this would have been over in the village. So
yeah, right. So Cavendish, he wasn't actually on the island. He was
right. He was across
here.
The channel. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it made a crater.
Yeah, yeah. Like 25 feet deep crater. So it must have been devastating. Yeah.
That's a testament to really how much history we have and how easy it can be to forget it.
Yeah. Yeah. And how interesting it is. You know, mm-hmm. we forget about how many changes have taken place in Sitka over the years mm-hmm. and. This is time to reflect and time to be, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking, too, there's a lot of places, neighborhoods, and towns that aren't, you know, marked by, National Register status, but things like the neighborhood where I live, you know, Bjorka, Edelin, and that area all kind of sprang up right around the war, you know, all these little cottages. And then there was the cozy homes that were built around, like, Lakeview Drive that were all built for the mill. And, you know, and then, of course, the village.
So layers and the layers of history.
Yeah.
We are out of time, so why don't you repeat the events that are coming up?
So Saturday, 1 to 4, reception at Whitmore Hall on the campus. It's the building just to the east of Allen. 1 to 4 is a self-guided walking tour, and we'll have maps there. And then also you can go to historicpreservationsitka.wordpress.com for all this. And then on Thursday the 20th, a slideshow at 7 p.m.
Great. Thanks so much, folks, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Rebecca Polson, Brennan Carter, and James Polson about the anniversary of the Historic Preservation Act.